Over the last 100 years, the world, but more specifically the United States, has gone through a revolution of sorts. This revolution revolves around agricultural practices and the food that is produced from them. People have become more interested in consuming organically grown foods, or in the case of processed foods, made with organic ingredients. But what does it mean to practice organic farming? The definition of organic is, according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary and in relation to farming, of, relating to, yielding or involving the use of food produced with the use of feed or fertilizer of plant or animal origin without employment of chemically formulated fertilizers, growth stimulants, antibiotics, or pesticides. However, when looking at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the explanation of what qualifies as organic appears to be much longer. The reason for this is that the federal agency has created their own definition as to what qualifies as organic, while also allowing for many exceptions. According to the USDA Agricultural Marketing Service, some of the exceptions that have been instituted by the United States Department of Agriculture allow corporate farmers to use certain chemicals in their growing process. This exception, as well as others like it, prevent people from being able to be certain as to whether or not the foods they are buying and consuming are truly organic or not. The two main agencies that create and enforce food production regulations in the United States have become generous in their exceptions to the guidelines they have previously set up, which are making their definitions of what is organic weaker and more diverse from the standard definition. While exceptions to what is allowed in organic farming practices have damaged the standard set, they are not the worst move that has been made by the USDA. More harmful to organic farming has been almost opposite in the regulations set by the agencies. Small and large-scale farms alike have been punished when they are trying to pursue and explore organic farming methods. The USDA has prevented farmers on multiple occasions from selling products that are produced on the farm that do not meet certain standards set by the administration. Many farmers face these issues, but Joel Salatin, farmer and owner of Polyface Farm, has recorded them in order to make them more widely known by the American public. One of his books, titled Everything I Want to Do is Illegal, tells of the struggles he has had in his dealings with the USDA during his many years of trying to practice organic farming. He states that, because of regulations set up by the United States Department of Agriculture, it is illegal for him to sell raw milk. The idea of raw milk has become appalling to most citizens in the United States, although there is no evidence to prove it ever presented serious risks to its consumers. Now, milk that is legal to be sold in stores must go through a pasteurization process. Salatin also takes time to point out the drawbacks that these regulations have created. Quote, a new set of diseases is now threatening our population as a result of industrial food. These are primarily obesity, foodborne pathogens like E. coli, Campylobacter, Listeria, bovine spongiform encephalopathy, and Salmonella, along with type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. These things were unheard of before 1900, when industrial food began its steady encroachment of the world food system, end quote. The point Salatin makes in his writings can be reinforced by experts such as Dr. Joseph Mercola, Dr. Stephanie Seneff. Both Dr. Mercola and Dr. Seneff put great effort into studying glyphosate. According to a study entitled Eating Organic Significantly Reduces Health Risks, Dr. Mercola states, glyphosate, the active ingredient in Monsanto's Roundup herbicide, has made headlines because it's the most used agricultural chemical in history and because the International Agency for Research on Cancer has identified it as a probable human carcinogen, end quote. Pesticides like Roundup have been shown to be one of the main reasons people choose organic over non-organic foods, says Mercola. Dr. Seneff's work seems to further agree with and support what Salatin and Mercola explain in their fields of expertise. Dr. Seneff was a guest on the Learn True Health podcast with Ashley James and discussed the effects that glyphosate has on the human body. While this chemical is harmful in many ways, I would like to bring your attention to one particular point she made. Seneff says that glyphosate has the ability to paralyze a person's stomach. If this is the effect that it has on the human body, why do the agencies in charge of establishing regulations in American farming allow it to be used on plants that are grown for our consumption. Another point that Dr. Seneff mentioned in her appearance on the podcast emphasizes the strength of glyphosate. Quote, glyphosate has been in the market since the mid-70s. It strips metal off pipes because it's a very good metal, Slater. They didn't discover until later that glyphosate was so good at killing plants, end quote. There are clear side effects of this chemical, as well as many others that are being used. Federal agencies are changing the definition of organic farming, but not for the benefit of the American people or out of concern for the public's health, but instead to promote big business in the United States and to ensure that their continued control over every possible aspect of the American citizen's life, including their food.